Right.
Especially in just in the classes, it was
That,
really
yeah.
hard for me. It's still even now.
I see what you mean. Like in my American history class, I sometimes might have like hard time.
Yeah.
Cause like I've studied about like American history once when I was in Japan and I studied it, but
So you
it's like
know.
much more deeper. It's like much deeper than I thought. When I was in Japan, the thing which I learned is like super basic things, like
Especially
things.
in Japanese.
Yeah.
Right.
The
Okay.
something thing. Like, you know, what happens and what year. Blah 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 blah. And like who did
And
it? Blah
easily
blah blah blah
condensed.
blah. And
Okay.
like, you know, what kind of relationship does this kind of element have? And that's all. It was really interesting. But in my American history class in the United States, it's like much more deeper. It's like depend on the person.
I like to point out the difference in the teaching and study styles in topics like what you just talked about, Haruka. The Japanese style of education or teaching for a topic like history will focus around questions like when, who, and where. But in American history, the when and the who, of course, is important, but that's not as important as answering the questions why and so what.
So what happened?
Well, no, not so what happened, but okay, that happened. So what? Which means because this happened, what else will happen because that happened?
It's really
So what's the
difficult.
connection to the next event, or what's the connection to the next crisis because of this crisis, or this event created this crisis? The connections between them, and learning how to analyze and predict is what history is taught, so that you can learn to analyze and predict the connections between events, so then you can use it to help you predict the future. And I don't think that's really taught so much in Japan.
Yes, that's right. So like, you know, because of that, I mean, because of the you know, because in the class which I mean, because of how can I say, because of the class, students learned the relationship. And like, you know, so that they learn some sort of like way to predict the future. So a lot of my friends from American history class sometimes talk about like, oh, what might happen in the future because of Trump's presidency or something. And it's quite interesting to talk about that kind of topic with American students. And
Pretty
they have
much
sort of perspective about it.
everything that is taught in those kinds of humanities or social sciences, history, sociology, political science, all of it is about studying a particular field of human activity so you can learn how to predict human activity in the future. Which is what science is all about. You're trying to learn through experiments so you can predict how things will happen if you do things slightly differently with, chemistry or with physics. And you're just doing that with people in social sciences.